On this episode of On Call,
we have so much to dissect in this episode.
Definitely. Yes.
And like, you know, we're dressed like this, marriage and all that stuff.
For life.
A lot of things. It can be marriage.
Yeah. It's like the grass is greener where you water it. The choice of your partner will dictate how successful you are. Diba?
Yeah, no, I believe that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Know your partner to get to know how they are and what their quirks are.
Something that we should discuss to understand.
Correct. Right. So that's always when, every time we fight, which is not even that often, but.
On call. With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
And we're back.
Danny,
yes.
Bakit ka nakabaro ngayon?
That's my question. Like, you're probably listening to us on Spotify, wondering what are we talking about.
Oh, yeah,
they're also probably wondering what a barong sounds like. Can you make a scratch it on the microphone? Just
wow.
This is piña.
I was gonna ask.
That is a barong.
I was gonna ask.
Yes, there you have it.
This is gusot mayaman.
So. But why? Why are you wearing a barong, Danny?
Why are you in a suit?
And why are you wearing a veil?
I don't know, look at that.
Why did I say that in this kind of...
Sorry, that was quite enthusiastic of me.
No, but yeah, let's explain, shall we? Mm-hmm. Why are we in outfits today?
We thought we'd give you a reason to want to see us.
Oh my.
It's not every day that you see me in a barong, right?
True.
Yeah, Jacko looks great too. Hi, Jax.
Hey, Jacko.
Hi, Jacko.
Over here. For those of you who are
like
listening, Jacko is Zordon right now. He's like floating above our heads.
You would know because you'd be able to see it if you were in the group with
us. So there's a lot of reasons to see this episode.
Sure.
You don't want to just hear this episode.
Yeah.
And if you want to see this episode,
you will believe it.
Look at it.
Just kidding. Yes. What do they have to do, guys, to see the episode?
All right, join the group. Join the group on Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. Be one of us.
One of us.
So, you know, that is the question, I think, Inka, no?
Yeah.
When do you know that it's time to be one?
Well, where's this coming from,
Jess? Become one.
Not in that sense, no. More like a partnership.
Danny naman ni.
Come a little bit closer, baby. Get it on.
Copyright.
So where did this question come from, ba?
Okay, well, first of all, thank you to our dear listeners and the On Call family for sending in questions.
The podcada.
We have a question here from Rye.
Hi, Rye.
And Rye asks, Rye is asking, dear On Call podcada, how do you know that you found the one?
Yon. Kasi he adds, it says here kasi.
Why?
What? Ayan na.
What?
He met someone daw kasi in school. Tapos nun, iniisip na niya na.
School.
Yeah.
Ito na ba yon?
Yeah. First of all, like, I think we have a lot to tackle today. Like, do you really feel like you found the one if you're so young?
Yeah.
There's a lot of nuances.
Yeah. So it's cool that Rye, thank you, Rye, for asking this because, you know, I feel like we have so much to dissect in this episode.
Definitely.
Yes.
And like, you know, we're dressed like this, marriage and all that stuff, but that's just like one part of commitment.
Commitment. That's the word.
Yes. And it doesn't even have to be like as serious as, or like as legally binding as marriage. Mm. You know what I mean?
Nah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're talking about just life partnership.
Yeah.
What is your definition of commitment?
Or even just like to the level of a committed relationship.
Mm. Okay, so boyfriend, you know, girlfriend, exclusive.
Now you're serious about.
All right. Okay.
You know.
Or is that even your idea of commitment? Because, diba?
Yeah.
There's so many.
That's taking it to the next level, diba?
It's our
true.
Done.
True.
it's our done.
Rangers.
Shotgun Tommy.
But before we dive into this, I just want to mention, if you're a new listener,
like, I just want to mention, if this is your first time hearing us, we actually do have an episode where we touched on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Season 2?
A couple.
Yeah, if I'm not, yeah, mga 3. But the one, actually, personally, it's actually my favorite episode that we've ever done.
Yeah.
I love that love episode.
That specific episode, mm-hmm. you've got to, if you haven't already listened to it, it will really answer a lot of the questions we're about to expound on here.
Yes.
What's the title? It's like, how do you know
you found the one?
Like, no, a mature like, love, right?
How do you know mature it's a mature love?
Yeah.
So we reference some of the questions you might want to ask yourself about your relationship to clarify.
Yeah, basically that's it. And that's the end of the episode. Thank you so much for watching.
Listen to that. Goodbye.
No, but yeah, that would probably give you a framework or a rubric to measure the answer to this question. But just to touch on it a bit now, like in a one kind of sentence answer, how would you know it's that this person's the one? How would you?
But okay, but so now again, we need to kind of clarify, right? Because Inka was saying that, I know. It's what if it's just a committed relationship in general?
Because but what does the one mean?
Okay, so Neo. let's talk about the one. Let's talk about the one mismo, all right? So let's put it to that level. Not necessarily just boyfriend, girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your boyfriend, girlfriend who you were like, okay, this is the one.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Sige. So let's talk about that.
Yeah,
so how do you know?
Premise natin.
Uh-uh.
And we can ask Jax also, because he's the one out of all of us.
I think there's also a couple of things we're kind of missing out from it then. I mean, we even have the term thought God, the one that got away.
The one that got away. That's a different one.
The one that got away.
The one that
it's not the one.
End up with.
Yes. Okay. So what we're talking about is the one you end up with for life.
Yeah. The one you've chosen to commit.
For life, batayo?
Yeah.
That's the idea. Gusto natin ng forever, diba?
We need to qualify if we're talking about
sure. New title of this episode, My Forever Ba.
My Forever Ba. For life.
For life. So, Jax.
So now the premise is set. What's your answer?
Jacko,
go. Jacko's the answer.
No. So the question being, let's rephrase the question again.
So how do you know that this is the one for life?
For life. Mm-hmm.
I think when you've committed to something, right? It doesn't matter what it is. That's why you call it commitment. It means that those vows you ask during marriage, right? Mm. Like those things that, for
sickness
a lot of people,
and health.
It means that they just say it. But to be honest, it's a vow. It's an oath.
Yes.
And when you take that oath, you're bound to fulfill that part of the oath.
Mm. Should be. Yeah.
In sickness and in health, all that stuff. And when you're committed to anything, then you really have to drive it home, talaga. Like really get everything out there, right? Mm. Until you fulfill that oath that you've, put yourself into. But it's hard to say because, if you found the one, you made the commitment. So you chose. I think commitment is
you chose
is a choice.
The one. Yeah.
True.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
No, we talked about it before, but love is a choice.
Yeah, it is. That's why not, Jax. We can end this episode right now.
How do you know they're the one? Pinili mo. Yun na yun.
No. But again, it's a lot more complicated than that. Kasi what we're talking about here is a lot of things. It can be marriage.
Yeah.
It can be a commitment in a relationship where now a lot of people are trying to have open relationships and like all this
stuff,
right? Mm. So I guess to rephrase that question would be, how, when is it that you have to decide that choice? Like you know what I mean? Like, parang, at what point is it that you're gonna say, okay, ito na yon. I'm good. I've narrowed it down. I'm good.
That's a whole different question.
That
I
is.
Think.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the questions in the questions sent to us, though.
But
like, when do you know kung kailan na yung time? When is the right time?
Actually, no. You know what? Thinking about it more, that might be the question behind this question.
Mm.
Diba? Because it's a timing thing.
Question.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, if they say that, like, the right one, but the wrong time.
You're still it's the still wrong the one.
Still the wrong one. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Diba?
Yeah.
Right person, wrong time, still the wrong person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then what do you guys think about, you know, there is no really the one. Like, there is that one person out there. The one is the one that's right in front of you.
Not necessarily the right in front of you.
No, I mean like the one that you're...
Because Danny would argue... Danny would argue, no, you choose who you want and you get that person.
Kaya nga. No, yeah, like the one that you're with. The one is talaga, the one that you're with.
Naisip ko.
Kasi diba, ano? Kasi diba, it's like the grass is greener where you water it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So yes. It's...
Well, you, what's that song? Right? Will you learn to learn to love you? Will you learn to learn today? What's the lyrics?
I know the song.
Yeah.
Why are you quoting it if you don't even know the lyrics?
Because I think it's in good reference to the topic. I think.
Would
you love the man who loves you? Tama ba? Would you love...
Iba yun.
Why don't you Google it?
Iba yun.
Kasi before we talk
the one
about
that
it.
You're with now. But you know what? I understand then kasi, diba, how do you know if they're the one? Because there's sometimes you're in a relationship and you love them, but you don't even know if you want to spend the rest of your life with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean,
I think... That's where the choice comes in.
Yes, you know what I mean? Like, yes.
And that's, I guess,
would
I
you hurt
sorry, Jess, ahead.
Would you hurt the one who... Mali.
Salamat, Dania. Salamat. Great contribution.
Do not hurt people. That's bad, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, but, yeah.
Yeah.
So I like Jaco's point on choice, right? Who do you choose to do that with? Mm. And also the point on timing, right? Is it time to do that? Because, for example, if you're in, let's say, high school right now, and you found the one, right?
Wow.
And you're like, siya na talaga eh. It's you and me, baby. You know?
Naman yan. What's
I
that?
Know it now. Why are you not listening to what I'm talking about? Bango.
It's distracting me.
I'm listening. Okay, high school. You found the one. Yes, go on.
If you're not the one. Just kidding. So, if it's in high school and that's happening already, it's not the right time, right? Mm. You probably shouldn't get married yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, if you listen to our previous episodes, We say that reference
thank you so much.
That the Adamo,
no!
Can we talk about this first? What are you doing, ba?
I got hungry.
Let's introduce it to the okay. So basically, Inka found this jar in front of her. Okay.
Carmenia's homemade adobo flakes. Yeah. It's chicken and pork.
Yeah,
is it good with rice? Yeah, it's good with rice. I'm sure. Okay,
they
said
go on. Thank you.
Go.
Thank you. You go na lang muna.
Go.
Ayaw mo na. Go, Jess.
Alam mo masyado kang ano? Go lang.
I think to expound on it. I asked my mom like when I was gonna get married. Then before, even before that, having the most experience in this group.
Yes.
But yeah, my mom would tell me, you know, when she married my dad, nun, she made the pros and cons list.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was as simple as that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know what I mean?
Like, I think that's a good way to go about it.
You're committing, and you're going to be in a commitment in a long term, lifelong, right? Mm. Forever commitment. You got to know what you're getting yourself
for life.
Diba? In any partnership, right? So I think the idea is to... Just to before we move forward, like yun nga, to find that potential partner talaga, you gotta weigh it out. Because yun nga, that the person who's the one for you is the one in front of you in that sense.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And that the one you committed yourself to.
Yeah.
And when you commit yourself to that person, then you have to know everything that could be wrong, could be great, and you weighed it out enough to know that you've made the right decision.
Okay.
So the question. Yeah, so it becomes, what are the reasons for you to commit? What are the good points? What
so
are,
yeah, you that's know, a, that's a good yeah, that's a good way to
scales,
put it.
Oh.
Yeah.
So for me,
going back to how Justin was phrasing it, like if you're in high school, for me, now that I'm older, parang before when I was in high school, I'm like, de, siya na eh.
Yeah, same. Exactly.
De, mahal ko na to eh.
Yeah.
Like, you're all in. But what Jaco's saying naman, na parang It's not about at the end of the day when you mature. It's less about how you feel and it's more about the facts. More about the does this make sense?
because feelings are fleeting. Feelings go away. But if you're talking about for life, you're going to have to constantly choose exactly. this person every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to base that not on the way you feel, because if that changes, then kawawa naman the person. Yeah. You're putting yeah. so much pressure on the way that person makes you feel.
Correct. Right? Yeah, true. That's true.
So
yeah.
I heard someone say, it's not the person you should be choosing. It's the commitment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't choose the partner, choose the marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
You need to love the commitment, because that's what you're guarding. That's regardless of how you feel.
Yeah. Because yeah. it's so I lost my train of thought. What are you saying? You have to choose. Ah, that's why it's so important to know your partner, to get to know how they are right. and what their quirks are, because you're essentially looking for someone. If you are very discerning when it comes to, say, choosing a business partner, for example, because sure. you need to make sure that you work well together, mm-hmm. that they handle money well, that they're not going to, bring your business down, all
they
that stuff.
They complement your flaws, basically.
Exactly. Mm.
Or your weaknesses.
Diba? If you're so, what do you call that? I don't want to say anal. Mm. But
rigid.
How rigid and stringent yeah. you are with the requirements for your business partner. You should be even more so with your life partner. Mm. Because this yeah. is the person that you can turn sure. to when you have like hard days, for example. You're not going to run to your business partner. The hard day at work, whatever. It's this person that you're going to go into a commitment with. Mm. This is the person that you're going to be doing life with.
That you're
going
to constantly choose.
Correct. Yeah. So it's so, it would be great if you constantly and consistently have a happy feeling about them, but there will be mm-hmm. days where they will annoy the hell out of you.
Mm. Yeah.
Diba?
So, and I just want to press on this, because I feel like some of our listeners are a lot younger.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Right? When we were in high school, I'm telling you, we get the, if you're listening to this and you're in that infatuative state, now you really love this person, that whoever we're talking about, you have someone in mind right now. Aww. If you're listening, that person in your mind right now, they don't get it. No, we do. Mm-hmm. Trust me. We've been there. Mm-hmm. We've been there, diba?
It happens though. Mm. There are relationships, that end in marriage that started in high school. Mm. Not saying yeah. that it hasn't happened.
Right. It's yeah. just that yeah. the feelings are in your favor, but the facts aren't.
Yeah.
The facts. What are the facts? Are you financially ready?
What are the facts?
Diba? Are you ready to ano? Are you ready to support another life?
Oh. Yeah.
Yung mga ganyan.
That's another thing.
I know yeah. Danny is a controversial about that. Should people have kids?
Is that something that is supposed to be?
Mm.
Why not?
It's another commitment. Diba? Yeah. Another commitment.
That's another
dilemma. That's a commitment to a little person.
Or a preference. So these are the things that when you're in that infatuative state, you're not really thinking about, basta gusto mo tong tao na to, that's all you're thinking about. And that's why, correct me if I'm wrong, Jess, but that's why you're probably prescribing that's too young of an age to even think about these things.
Mm. Yeah. And also that when you're in high school, you're probably, I don't know, at least 7 years away from your prefrontal cortex
forming, being
developed, which is the part of your brain that leads to sound decisions.
Logical judgments.
Yes, yes.
Which yeah. develops at the age of?
It fully 25. Develops at 25.
25.
So not saying that it isn't working at all. It's right. definitely there, and some people can develop it more, no? But at 25, yeah. that's when it's fully developed.
Right, right.
So
right.
anything so before
if
that.
If you suck at decisions at 25,
it's not your fault.
For you, I'm sorry.
No, and I learned this. I learned this from a therapist.
So okay. This is legit, guys.
This is legit. I took notes and diagrams and
this
all.
Is on top of the fact that we have psychology degrees.
Trauma. Oh, okay. Trauma.
So we've studied this, and he's gotten advice from an actual therapist
yeah.
on this.
Oh, yeah.
So, and yeah, go.
Well, what's this? So she told me, because for me, I was getting panic attacks, right? Mm. And I didn't know why they were coming, right? And then she said, don't be so hard on yourself. Your prefrontal cortex has only really been in control for a couple years now.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun.
How young were you then?
27?
No, I was only 31.
30. So,
6-year-old pa lang yung brain mo.
No, it developed when I was 20, fully developed when I was 25.
So, yeah, so meron na,
it's been in control
for 6 years.
For like 6 years, yeah. Seven. How old am I?
6 years. Yeah, but that's the point, right? All we're trying to say is you might think we don't get you. Trust me, we've been there.
Yeah.
Right? And that's also, we were there. And when our parents were telling us, hindi pa, we were also like, hindi mo naintindihan.
Yeah.
So now that we're on this, end, we're like, wait, we get it.
Yeah. And another thing is, it's not just like a prefrontal cortex thing. Like, it's the experience of life. You know, parang you don't know what you need to handle with this person yet. How can you tell that you will be able to handle it?
It's one of the one things that will really steer the direction or the course of the rest of your decisions.
Yeah. True.
Your partner is one of the single most important decisions you will make in your life.
But that's the thing. Na parang the choice of your partner will dictate how successful you are. Diba?
Yeah, no, I believe that.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Because personally, me as a partner, I'm the type of person who will be like, what are your hopes and dreams? Tell me what you want to achieve. Okay. Let's do it because these are my hopes and dreams, and I will share that with you.
And we are partners.
We are partners. This is what we can do. Like even when, for example, my boyfriend and I fight, the first thing I say to him when things get heated, I calm myself down first, and then the first thing I say to him is, "Okay, babe, I need you. Before I say anything else, I need you to remember that I love you, and that if I upset you, and that." Upsetting you was never my intention because I will never intentionally make you feel bad.
Yeah,
because that's not what I want.
It was probably a miscommunication
or
it's something that we should discuss to understand.
Correct. Right. So that's always when every time we fight, which is not even that often, but when there's a misunderstanding, it's always like that for me. Na parang, okay, I need you to remember that I love you and that I want to fix this with you. I don't want to have a misunderstanding. I don't like it when we fight.
There you go.
Ganun. Mm-hmm. So it helps.
And now, oh, yeah. There you go.
Sige, go.
Go naman, Zordon.
Yes, Zordon.
No. I think that's perfect. I think that's the perfect way of looking at it, that we've found that one. Pero what happens now when we're there? Right, we're committed na, we're in that relationship.
No turning
and
back.
No return, no exchange.
Oh.
And that is the speed dial for today. Again, we have a few questions. Okay, for speed dial, we have the segment on the show where we ask
speed dial.
Ourselves questions, and we're gonna answer yes or no, but we cannot.
Defend.
Talk about it until
I
the next
hate that
episode.
we can't defend it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna play the music.
It's controversial. Yeah.
I'm gonna play the music. Right. Here we go.
I guess again.
Speed dial in 3, 2, 1.
All right. Question number one: should you share each other's passwords? All right. We got two no's and a yes. All right.
We have to see it, pala. We have to see our answer.
Oh, yes.
No.
No, pala. No.
Oh, yes.
I forgot you guys can't see us.
So,
should we share each other's passwords? I'm a no.
No.
I went yes.
Yeah, no for Inka. And yes for Justin. Mm. Okay, next question. Are you inclined to live with your in-laws after marriage?
No.
No.
Sounding no.
Sorry.
I love you guys.
Yes.
We could talk about it naman in the next episode. Yeah. Yes.
Go.
Wala muna.
Okay. Do you split the expenses equally? Talked about this. Actually, we went over it to dating.
Oh, man.
I
will go yes.
Sige na nga. I'm on the fence. I'm on the fence about it. I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
Mighty provider.
Okay. We can talk about it after.
Okay. Should you always ask your partner for permission before going outside? This is a little bit too much, but
no.
Okay. How do I do this?
No.
Okay.
We can't explain. Just put yes or no.
Yeah. But I'll
put later.
Explain.
No. Okay, no for me.
Inka?
Yes. Sorry, yes.
No
but
for me.
I will explain.
Later.
I will also explain why.
In the next episode, Ata.
In the next episode.
Okay, next.
the Max X list. Do you would you rely on your partner to do the chores?
How is this question worded? Would you rely on your partner? Of course, I can rely on you. Or would you expect?
No explanations, Inka.
No, is it?
However, you understood it.
It's not that. Do you? This is the question. Do you expect or do you rely? You know
rely
what I mean?
Rely.
That's so weird.
Rely also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, for me.
Right. Sige, we'll move forward.
Okay.
Yes din
is
sila.
Is it okay to... ito. Is it okay to bring up past issues with your partner?
Yes.
Ah, sige. Okay.
Ikaw!
I'm the one asking.
Halusot ka.
Edi wag.
Lana, I'm in a committed relationship na. Sinagot ko na to lahat eh.
Okay.
Umokay na lang ako sa lahat eh. These are the good ones. Are you okay with your partner interacting with past relationships?
Past
girlfriends, boyfriends?
Yes for me.
I think this is an answer that needs to be defended.
We'll yes.
delve in this at the
there
next
go. Yes. An answer that needs. There's example.
It's a surprising one for Danny. Anyway, go ahead.
Danny, you said yes, no?
I said yes.
Yeah, you said yes. Ako no.
Wow.
I think I said no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it okay? Is it still okay to keep secrets from your partner?
No.
I was going to say for the most part, no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. For the most part, so that's a yes.
No, not really.
So no.
It's no with an explanation.
Yeah, no with an explanation.
I'm gonna explain in the next episode.
Yeah.
Last two. Is it okay to pry with your partner's work life? It's a work life.
Pry.
Yeah, that's my territory.
Pry.
Yeah.
Pry.
Yes.
Let's. I'll explain. Yeah. Okay? I have a thing with the wording, but yeah. Let's. No, okay.
I'm still going to go. Yes. I'm going to guess.
Yes, with an explanation.
Yes.
Yes. It was a Danny.
Let them have an explanation.
There's a couple of more questions, but that's pretty much it. Are you open with your partner working long distance?
No.
I guess this means like, are you okay for a long distance relationship?
Nope.
Depends. Working. Let's answer that in the next.
Yeah.
No.
Mostly no.
But if you're asking if I'm okay with a long distance relationship, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
right. Yeah.
That's actually a whole different podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Last two. Does your partner's religious beliefs affect your marriage?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
And last is, would you want your partner to have your last name?
Hell yes.
My last name? No.
Not for you. It's yes. Would I take
my partner's last name? Yes.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. For girls, would you want to take it? That's it.
Yay! Do we get to explain now?
In the next episode.
That's
great. That's great.
Okay, so really, really quick wrap up. I think that like on the topic of have you found the one? Do you know that he or she is the one? I think that there's number one, we can't cover it in 30 minutes. That's all.
Okay.
I will wait until you're done doing your things.
Listen to our previous episode.
Yeah.
That will really help.
But siguro like one last thing. Someone naman who's done it na yun nga. Wait out. So two things. You know, the one when I was in high school, the one back in the day was Rachel Lee Cook, right? Like,
yeah,
she's the one.
The 90s girl.
Movie? She's the one. Her? No, she's the one with someone else. I think.
She's
no,
all that.
But she's all that.
she's all that.
Yeah.
No. So. But you know, like you'll have relationships. It'll come and go. But every relationship dapat you committed to it. So you try your best to make it work, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if it fails, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's reasons for that.
Correct.
Right? And then you know, but when you get to marriage, it's a little bit more as Danny would put it, it's a little bit more of a choice.
Yeah.
You have to weigh everything out because when you're there na, you're going to purchase a house
mm-hmm.
or build a family,
right.
Have a kid, lalo na when you have a kid. that mm-hmm. that bond becomes should be stronger and stronger as it moves forward, diba? Not it shouldn't take away from it. You should know that coming in. That's all that is. So, mm-hmm. so yeah. I mean, hopefully you guys find the one.
Yes, and, sir.
Right. Good
for
luck.
For me, last words. You should date with the intention to marry. For me, dating should be with the intention to marry. Although that's not always what happens. I guess what you should look for is at least a partner that will add value to you and that someone you can add value to. And if you can add value to each other, then you're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
When that stops, then maybe it's time for you to move on or maybe it's not the one for you.
Yeah. Diba?
So yun.
I like that. I'm going to jump off of that and say I used to think that way, to date to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way I think is date with the intention to be happy.
Right.
And if you are, and that you're working well together,
you're adding value.
Then it's naturally, it will follow that you will get married.
But without the pressure of dapat.
Uh-oh, kasi sometimes if you're like, oh, I'm looking for a lifelong partner, ha? And then you start dating, parang it adds a pressure.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't enjoy what's happening right now.
And sometimes you just have to enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I disagree with that. I'm sorry. But, sorry.
And more on that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
but really quick, I think that also, that's why it's a thing about choice, diba? Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty safe to say that it's a pretty Christian thing. You have multiple the ones
mm-hmm.
in your life, or you can have. Kumbaga, there are a lot of people who can fit that description, but
yeah.
The one you choose, the one you commit to, that's the one. Mm-hmm. I remember I asked one of my pastors about it. I was like, so how do you know she's the one? And or like, when do I know she's the one? And he said, you'll know on your wedding day when you say I do. Because you made that decision.
That reminds me of The Little Prince. There's so many roses in the world.
Yeah, but you are my rose. That's so beautiful. No, yeah, that's true. Because out of all the people in the world, it's impossible that you are only fated for one.
Yeah.
You will always become attracted to other people.
Yeah.
You will always be more compatible with mm-hmm. someone else mm-hmm. or just as compatible. But that's the beauty of committing to someone is because you choose that person.
Regardless
of all the roses in the world.
Yeah. Because they are your rose.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good?
Good.
Putting a cap on it. All right. Yeah, for this episode.
That was a good ending there.
So the speed dial, we're going to be explaining now.
Why?
In the next episode.
Tune in.
Which you'll get to watch / listen to.
Next week.
Woo! Year. No, just kidding. Fine, next week. All right. And in the meantime, if you want to send us any questions, you can email it to us at OnCallWithJJD on social media. OnCallWithJJD.
Hey,
you ate kasi while I was talking. Now, OnCallWithJJDI@gmail.com and at OnCallWithJJDI on social media. It's at Justin Quirino for me.
At Jaco De Leon for me.
At Danny Moini for me.
And at Inka Magnaya for her. With
Justin, Jaco, Danny, and Inka. Yay! That was meaty.
Meaty.
Yeah.
Well, now avoid mo Justin.
Not really. That's where you stirred the conversation. So.